Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
On this edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad, we catch up with one of our all-time favorites, one of the best to do it, one of our good friends, Quentin Richardson, my colleague, my partner, my buddy on Bally Sports Florida, kind enough to join us here on Pod Squad. And of course, this is brought to you by the Florida Department of Transportation. I remind you that fans don't let fans drive drunk. If you've been drinking, don't get behind the wheel. Instead, find a sober driver or catch a ride service. Remember, drive sober or get pulled over. Have a great night and drive safe. Oh, we cover everything here on this edition of Pod Squad, including the number of broadcasts that Quentin Richardson is a part of. He is a media mogul. So we break that all down. What has made him a media sensation here? He's found a fantastic career after basketball, and he continues to excel. He's a fantastic analyst, gives great insight, great stories, a terrific listen. How he got into the NBA, how he became the media mogul that he is, and then his time here in Orlando, his affinity for Stan Van Gundy, and also just some great advice, not only for NBA players, but for young professionals in general. I think it's unbelievable insight. You'll really enjoy this conversation with Quentin Richardson, the latest guest on Magic Pod Squad.
This is Fonz Wagner of the Orlando Magic.
This is Cole Anthony.
This is Javon Suggs.
This is Paolo Banchero of the Orlando Magic, and you're listening to the Pod Squad.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad. Dante Marcatelli, George Galante, and Quentin Richardson from Bally Sports Florida, kind enough to join us. Of course, 13 NBA seasons, two right here in Central Florida. It's Bally Sports Florida. It's Clipper Vision, George. It's yep. Hooper Vision.
Keep going.
Knuckleheads podcast.
Keep it going. I mean,
Hugh, you're busier now than when you played. That's unbelievable.
I am. It's all a blessing, Dante. Like I say, I get to do most of it from home. So fortunately, I get to still be at the house with the family and the kids. So that's the best part about it.
That is the big part, right, though, Q? Because when I first saw that you were doing, I knew you had the Knuckleheads, the podcast, and I knew. Right. But then when this Baller Vision concept came up, I thought that you were having to fly out to L.A. to do this every time. And then when first time I saw you this season, you're like, no, G, like I'm doing that from home. Like that would be that's huge. That's enormous.
Nah, yeah, that was, I mean, we did the actual first two games of the season from L.A. Baron Davis has a studio out there, Slick Studios, and myself, Baron, Matt Barnes, and Paul Pierce. So we did the first two games back-to-back, and then everything else has kind of been from home and on location. And I like it because, you know, they get, like, not just those guys I just named. This it's all type of former Clippers, from Cuttino Mobley to Corey Maggette to Craig Smith, Ryan Gomes, Darius has been on, all type of guys. Just, you know, I like that part that they kind of spread it around. Darren Collison, all type of different guys has been part of the organization and are, you know, now retired, are getting a chance to be involved. So it's dope.
You know what's got to be fun, Q, is the feedback. I know you get great feedback. I know it's fun for you because you get to work with friends of yours, right? I know you love working with Jamal Crawford and all those guys that you just mentioned, but man, it's been so well received. I know Ballmer's a big fan of it. I know the NBA is a big fan of what you do with Hooper Vision. That's got to be a lot of fun, all the feedback that you get.
Yeah, it's been really cool, man. Like I said, it's a fun thing to do. You know, you like you said, you always hanging out with one of your peers or a former teammate or something. So that's always cool and, you know, easy conversation and chemistry and stuff like that. But I feel like, man, it's part of the future, man. It seems like things are going in that direction. And I feel like Ballmer was just the first team. He wanted to be first. And I think he did that. He jumped out and he was the first individual team to do it. But from everything I'm hearing behind the scenes and things like that, like it sounds like that a lot of different people, you see ESPN has done it. I think Turner will be going that way and soon in the future. And I think at some point, probably all teams, as long as things continue to go well, I think a lot of teams, if not all teams, will be doing it at some point.
You think we get five or six people to do a Dante and Galante cast? You think five or six people would watch that?
Man, that's,
as long
that's
as
easy.
Yeah, as long as we get Q on there, we're fine.
Exactly.
Dante and Q, that's gold right there.
I'm trying to get as many things on Q's plate as possible. That's what I'm trying.
I think obviously you guys bring what you bring to the table anyway, but I think every team, you know, with their individual built-in base, I mean, they once they do it, their fans are going to go to it. I mean, fans are fans for a reason. So I think the more things that, you know, or platforms or bases that they, you know, these teams create and the league creates for the fans, I think every team will have their own individual following, and I think it'll be great.
I'm adding this to the business presentation, Dante.
Yes, you are.
I'm adding it right now.
Yeah,
adding it right now.
Steve Ballmer led the way.
And we can be number two. Now, that's okay.
Now, as an analyst, go ahead, Q.
We joke. It's called Baller Vision, but we joke amongst ourselves and call it Ballmer Vision.
Yeah.
As well you should. Hey, I want to, as an analyst, is it a little more challenging than you thought it might be? Because as a player, it's easy to say, oh, man, those guys are giving me a hard time. They don't understand. But now as an analyst, I mean, it's tough. You got to draw a line with being fair, but also you bring a perspective of how, you know, what the players are going through as well.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, I mean, I take the standpoint, I'm always a player. I never forget I'm a player. So when I get up there, no matter – I mean, you know, Dante, you see me off the camera, and then when I get on, I'm gonna be a little.
That's the stuff people want to see. That's the footage you want to see.
But I'm gonna always remember that I was that player. So once I get in front of the camera and on the mic, I'm gonna always be a little more kinder to the players and things I say and the way I say things, because I know that everybody I'm talking to doesn't understand the same things that I do. So I don't want to put that, you know, that negative conversation in their mind when they don't understand the full scope of things.
Has there been somebody in this transition, as you've transitioned from player to you're a full-fledged broadcaster now, whether you like it or not, you are a full-fledged broadcaster.
That's exactly right.
Has there anybody that you've leaned on to help you through this transition into being a broadcaster? Or are you just flying by the seat of your pants and being yourself? And if it's good enough, that's fine. And if not, I mean, that's fine too.
I would say all of the above. I would say that I definitely, you know, Dante, I watch people. I'm a big observer. I watch and I try and learn from observing. And you know, the people that I think that are really good, I try and really look at them. And I'm fortunate enough to be, you know, I get to sit next to Dante, you know, Coach Hill. I get to watch him when I'm watching on TV. And then everybody that I work with, like, you know, I watched a lot of people on TV. I watch all of the shows and I watch different things. And now that I'm doing it, I definitely watch it from a different perspective and try and learn things from different people. So I think I'm a person that they really, you know, look and observe and try and learn from people that I look up to or think that are doing a great job at what I'm trying to do. And then just my whole presence here is just based on, you know, relationships, man. I've been fortunate to have great people and to know great people. I mean, you guys helped me get on over here at the Magic, Dante. And I mean, you know, Rob Wilson from the Miami Heat, he was the first person to ever make a phone call for me. He got me on the jump with Rachel Nichols. That was the first thing I ever did when I was like kind of swirling around asking. I was asking you guys questions, asking everybody questions. Sure. And he, you know, at that point, I think she was coming in town to do some type of big interview with Dwayne Wade. And he just told her, like, hey, you know, Q Richard, whatever. Then he called me back, like, hey, if you're going to be in LA, I was like, I flew out there. Forget about the be there. I'm going to just go. Like, yeah, I'm out here. Like, So, you know, I mean, just having those, you know, and that was a 1-year deal. I only knew Rob for 1 year, but, you know, we hit it off and we had a good relationship. And, you know, I've just been fortunate to be helped a lot. And, you know, just trying to do things. I try to work hard and take everything serious and let everybody know that I'm serious about doing it. And I don't want to, you know, come in and think like, oh, he's this former player that thinks he knows it all and he can't learn anything. I think, you know, everybody could always continue to learn. So I just try to continue to do that.
I think that's great, and he's good at it, George. As you know, yep. He's really good at it.
That's
and
why just, he's on. That's why he's on like 9 platforms. I know,
but to the point that they don't even need me. He goes. I watched him the other day. He goes right into break. He takes the show right into break, right out of break. He can do the transitions. Right, you've learned all that stuff. I think it's great.
See, I get that from you though. You know, I do it. You know, I mean, they don't want us to do it as formal, but you know, I definitely. Sure. Right. Watch you and watch how you write your openings and all that stuff. And I observe, man. I do a lot of observing. And I appreciate being in that position and kind of learn from everybody, especially you, Dante.
Well, I appreciate it. Same here, man. You make it a lot of fun. And the response has been fantastic. George, you can't sneak a Fresh Cut Friday past this guy. That is one of my
JT was styling on the other day, so I took a good look. I said, hold on, man.
Look at Vince Carter and John Travolta on there.
Uh-huh. Hey, look, that's when we need the graphic people to pop the leather jacket with the collar on them, and he'll look just like the Fonz or Travolta. Man, that was awesome the other day. That was too funny.
Oh, that was good. But you noticed that. That's a thing. Today. I didn't realize that in the NBA, though. I mean, that's a thing. Like guys get a nice cut going into the weekend. And Q's seen the players, the broadcast, you can't sneak it by him. He sees it.
I don't know what it is about me. I've always been that, like, I think you know what it was. I think it weirded me out because I wasn't growing up. It took me a while to become good at basketball, right? Like to become really good to where everybody's looking at you. So I was always the one looking at everybody. I'm looking at everybody. But then like my sophomore year when I went to public school and I got like, by the end of that year, I was like known in the city. And it was like, damn, it was like, I noticed like, I met this person before, I met that person, like, y'all didn't even remember meeting me because I guess I was nobody. And it was like, that was like crazy to me. Like now, because they think I'm good, like y'all treat me a certain way. And then I went through it again, my rookie year.
Interesting.
I was the third guy, like the Clippers had 3 picks. They took Darius 3, they took Keon 10, and I went 18.
And George, he's got a list of all 17 that went ahead.
Yeah, I know all of them. I know all of them. But for a portion of the beginning of that season, you know, the Clippers, I'm not from the West Coast. I'm from the Midwest. So they really don't know me right like that out West. So they thinking that I'm like D Miles' homeboy. Like we go out, we hanging out, people thinking I'm the homeboy. I'm like, and it didn't even dawn on me. It didn't dawn
Is
on
that
me
until right?
like the whole wow. following year, the following year. I'm balling. I'm getting to play. I'm like up for like in the running for 6 man. And it's like, we going out to places, we going places and I'm meeting, like seeing people that I already met before that I thought I knew. And they looking at me like, man, Q, what's up, man? Nice to meet you. I'm like, nice to meet me. Like, wow. What are you talking about? And it was like, right? it was like, I was in awe because I've never been somebody who cared about anything, but it was fascinating for me to see like, wait a minute. It was like this aha moment. Like, this is what's going on. Like, yeah, like I'm out here just in La La Land, I guess, in oblivion, just thinking whatever. But like, it was for real. Like that made me start to look at everything and everybody like, okay, now like what's really going on? So I became this huge in height from high school on, like when the colleges and everybody started recruiting and everything, everybody just started coming. I was looking back because like my family never treated me different. Like I feel like that's yeah. why I can be humble today, because like I feel like that's the seed of it. When your sister, your brother, your best yep. friend, your cousin, your dad, somebody let you slide on this one time, and then it's like, oh, can I get away with that again? Mm-hmm. Just like and right. then it's like before you know it, you got this stupid ego and you think you better than somebody. So I never got that. So when people started to try to treat me like that, I was taken aback, like, wait a minute. So I started to look at everybody. What are you doing? Wow, why are you coming at that? Me? Why do you want to be my friend? And I was like, everybody yeah. was just like, and so now I feel like I benefit from that when it comes to my work or whatever, because I can look at people and observe, and I can figure this out, or I can learn that from not even asking. I'm just gonna watch. Like how I tell you about how Stan would come in to Turner, where his Stan would come with a pad like this. Yep. It'd be a pad like this. And when I promise you, you have never seen so many little compartments and boxes and then little writing here and this and that and statistics. It would be like a million boxes on this paper, and he would have all type of different little notes here and stats there. And I was like, I was amazed by that. Like, dude, like, I knew you were the mad scientist when you were coaching, like, but to see him bring that and come into that and then just have that much, like, I'm like, okay, so last night you was just here, just like you were in your coaching thing, but you was doing this. Like to me, that's amazing for people to have that type of preparation, because he's the most prepared person I think I've ever been around.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point.
So cute. So how do you, learning and watching, how are you preparing? Like, how do you go into, like, say if you had a telecast with Don, I don't know when your next telecast is. Is it Friday, Saturday? Are you working with Dante this weekend?
I think it's Monday. I think we have.
Okay. Let's say it's Monday. What will you do to prepare for the telecast on Monday?
See, the thing for me, when it comes to doing the actual games, that's easy. Because I watch all of the games. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, if I'm going to do a Magic game, I'm just going to watch the games. And then, when I come into the meeting with Ty or whatever, it doesn't matter what him, JT, Dave, or Dante are going to say. I watch the game. So, I'm good. Whatever we're going to talk about, I'm good. That's my homework. When I watch the game, I know everything that I need to talk about. Whatever direction y'all want to go, however you want to talk about Bobo, Paolo, whoever, whatever we want to do. As long as I've watched the game, I'm golden. It does not matter. Like, and then we always have stats and we have the little pamphlets or anything like that you need. So, like, if it's something particular that I want to talk about, I'll throw it in my little notes on my phone, and I'll make sure that, like, this is, you know, if I want to, like, how I wanted to talk about. I knew the Q's question the other day, two nights before, because I was watching Bowl, a game that I didn't play. I'm like, dude, he got to be most improved. I'm like, that's going to be that's what I want to bring up the next time I get up. So, like, I knew that, you know what I'm saying? So, for me, it's like, whenever we come in, I'm relaxed, because as long as I watch the game, it don't matter what we want to talk about. I'm good. That's my homework.
Well, then with all the different things you're doing, how many games are you watching a night then? Because you're watching the Magic, the Clipper. I mean, are you watching hours of all?
That's the joy of it, G. Like, before I made it to the NBA, I mean, obviously you couldn't watch this much because it wasn't this much,
of course,
you know, coverage. Like, you couldn't.
Right.
But, like, ever since they came out with the NBA league pass and all that, I watch games 24/7 when they're young. I'm flipping between the channels all day long. Like, if this was my job or not, like, that's what me and D Miles always talk about. We got the easiest, best job in the world. We get paid to do something that no matter what, if we were getting a penny for it, we would do it anyway.
We'd be doing it anyway. Right.
We would be watching games, and me and him or whoever, all of our peers, we hoop. This is what we know. This is what we love. We've done this since we were able to walk, since we were big enough. Since as far back as I can remember, I've been playing basketball. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
Yeah, right.
I'm going to watch it. I'm doing it anyway. And so, for me to be able to have a position to get paid and to do, be able to get access, you know, be with the Magic, be able to have my kids come to the games and still be a part of the NBA in so many different ways. Like, this is like, we kids in the candy store. And the other part to what you say, like, our preparation, like, say for the podcast, right? That's more difficult than an actual game, but then again, it's still not. The only reason it's more difficult because we have to find things and try and find little things that people don't know. And, like, that's what that's why sometimes it's not as hard, because if we bring a personal friend on, which we have a lot of, we already have a million built-in different things. And that's what make all of these different, like, Hooper Vision or the Baller Vision. That's what make those things go well, because we can get on there. Me and Catino got on there last night, and we talking about our championship season with Team Power, and we going back into different stories about that and why that was a great team and how we hung out every day, went to dinner, practice, and nobody else in the Big Three was doing them things, but we carried ourselves like a real team, and that was why we won. And so, you know what I'm saying, we can go into stories like when we won a championship. I took that trophy from the podium And it went everywhere with us that day. And I'm telling you, when I'm talking about we in New York City, we in the club. And we in the club with the big three trophy. And they like, what? They didn't even really know, but they knew who we were. And they
talking
out over the thing. And like, we flew through the airport. I'm carrying a trophy. I sent it through the x-ray machine. Like, I love that trophy from when we got it from the podium to when I walked in my front door. Like, that was, and you know, that was with my boys. Like, that was something that we had control over. Like, none of us won a championship professionally. That was our only championship. We ain't never get a champagne. We had champagne. We did all that we wish we could have did in the NBA. And like, it was awesome. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody can't take that from us. That was like something that we always, when I don't care who you are. If you're a sports fan, if you're an athlete, whenever it is, the Super Bowl, the Major League Championship, the NBA, when you sit there and you watch them dudes with goggles and they doing that, you like, dang.
Yeah.
I wonder how that feel right there. Like, right? I don't care who you are. Like, if you don't feel that, you ain't right. Something ain't right. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, when we got to do that, like, that was like me, Big Baby, Birdman, Coutinho, 50. Like, I've known Corey McGetty since sixth grade. Like, that was crazy full circle. And it was dope. Like, Nancy, Coach Lieberman, she was like, so awesome. And you never would have, like, I never would have knew her if I didn't get into the big three. Like, I would have still got a great relationship with her to this day. My daughter loves Coach Lieberman.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Q, what would you tell people? I'm listening to all this, and I every time somebody comes up, Q knows him. He's met him. Or he knows someone who knows, I mean, knows everybody. And every team that comes in, when he's on the floor, people are coming up to Q and all. What would you tell young players now coming into the league about the way you handle relationships? I know what you mentioned about how you started observing and, you know, who's legitimate, who's authentic and all that. And I think that's great advice. But you've got relationships you've had 20, 30 years. I mean, it's unbelievable. What would you tell people about how you value and treat people?
I would always say just treat people like you want them to treat your mama. That's like my motto. Like, even when I talk to like when I talked to Paolo and I did the little preseason interview with Paolo, George, told him, I said, hey, man, you know, like, for all intents and purposes, everything, you know, basketball wise, like, you got it made in the grade, you know, made in the shade. I've never been a number one pick. I've never had the type of the opportunity you're gonna have before you. Like, all you gotta do is be a good dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, you seem like you work hard, you love the hoop, You can ball your ass off. So, you know what I'm saying? If you right. do all of those things, that's going to take care of it. So I say the only other part you got to do is be a good dude, bro. Like, I ain't telling you to never. Anybody that know me, I'm not kissing no ass for nobody for no reason. So I'm not telling you to do that. I'm not telling you.
There's a difference, right, Q? Just be a good person is not yeah. – is right. not kissing up to everybody. Nah, like nobody's telling you to do that.
Stand up for yourself.
Just be a good person.
Man, I swear, just treat people like you want them to treat your mom. Like I say, like I could take a lot of shit. So I don't say treat them like I want them to treat me, but like just treat them like you want to treat your mama. Like everybody who got a mom, don't nobody want their mom disrespected. Don't nobody yeah, they want them to right. be treated fairly. They want them to be talked to right, respected, all of those different things. So when you do that, bro, like, that's where all my relationships stem from. Like, I was building equity and doing different things with relationships that I had no clue I was doing or that I was going to benefit from.
Right.
But I was just doing things the right way or what I was raised to do the right, what I thought was the right way and trying to be a good person overall. And, like, I promise you, this whole second career and on this side is completely off relationship because it was people that was way more qualified that didn't know people that can't get in situations. Like I was That's fortunate right. to have people that I could call, that they were going to receive my call. I could text, they would text back. And not only that they would call somebody else or reach out to somebody for me because they were cool with me. They appreciated me. I appreciated them. And it was nobody was trying to get anything from anybody. It was genuine. They were trying to help me because they thought they could. And that was it.
No, you know what? That applies good. To everything outside the NBA, right. too, yes, it by does. The way, guys. Yes, like that I even said that to one of my sons the other day because I said something about, listen, like, just be a good person. Just be a good person because you never know. Like, you never know where those people are going to cross paths with them again. Hey. And you just don't know. So, like, don't be a jackass, right? Like, just be a good person.
And it's amazing how many people can't do that. It's amazing how many people can't do that. No, it's you're exactly right.
You're right.
You know what's interesting, Q? So you think about your relationships and how you grew up and the people you met. And now you're in Orlando and you're meeting Stan Van Gundy, right? For the first time.
Right.
I mean, that had to be, right? Or no, actually, probably, no, you met him in Orlando for the first time, right? I mean, I don't know if anybody has as much of an appreciation for Stan because you worked with him for a couple years in Detroit as well. But it wasn't all rosy at first, right? I mean, it took some warming up to.
Man, it's just like anything else. Like, I'm sure when he first met me, he probably didn't know what the hell to think of me. Like, this dude is like, whatever. But like literally, like, until you get a chance to observe and understand, right. I would say probably about like probably early to mid season, because it wasn't until after I came out of the starting lineup, because he took me out of the starting lineup. But like the way he did it and the way he talked to me and he communicated with me, that was when I started to respect him in a different way. Because I can remember training camp early in the season. I used to hate Stan. I used to be like, man, this dude. He's crazy. Like, he don't want to go home. He keeping us here all day. Like, what? I ain't never practiced this long and this hard. Like, damn. So, like, it was a part of that I had, you know, Jameer was good with that, though, because Jameer would always tell me, like, you got to get used to it, bro. Like, you got to just get it out of your mind. You stop talking about it, you just going to get, you know, he was right. He was right. Like, the more you talk about something just stupid, it was just, like, stupid. But, like, once he took me out of the starting lineup and I saw how he was doing things and I saw that, because I had that happen to me before, because some coaches may, you know, they going to tell you some bull, try and stroke you while they killing you over, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
right,
like,
right.
He didn't do that. He came and he shot straight and he told me, he said, listen, I see everything you're doing. I see how you come in. I appreciate how you as a teammate, all of these different things he was saying to me, but like, I knew he was being honest. And it wasn't one of those things where I'm just about to say something to you, then I'm going to just, you know, he was consistent. And then even after that, like, you know what I'm saying? I remember the end of the season meetings and everything, he was telling me, like, you know, like, I appreciate how you handled everything this season. You know what I'm saying? You were a real pro. You never wavered with everything you said from the beginning of the season. You stuck to that even when you know what I'm saying? Because there was times that he was like, yo, I want to be able to play you more, but because of this, because of that, I need to play this time like this and that. And he was like, I know it's not fair, but like, I just need you to, you know, and I was like, all right, you know, whatever. But like, from all of those things, like I got a chance to see. And then, like, obviously, when you, you know, that was just on the court stuff. But when you get a chance to observe anything with Stan and his family out the court,
right,
you get a whole new appreciation for the person, for the type of individual he is and how good of a person he is. Like, when you get a chance to see it with your own eyes and be there and experience it, and then you experience it again, it's like, damn, right. And it's like so many more times, because they are those type of people that are doing so many different things, not just one act. They doing all type of stuff. And then you see it, how he and his wife, Kim, they done filtered it down to their kids, and they doing different things and helping the community, and like just their mindset and just thought process on everything that's going on in the world and everything, type of person he is like, he top tier for sure.
I think that's a terrific insight. I think fans would appreciate that. You know what else is good too, George? And I love this, because I think it's easy nowadays in our society and with social media, we see a player or we see a coach or we see a team, and it's so easy to get caught up in the hate or whatever, right? And you say, okay, well, Kevin Durant is going at these Twitter trolls, and why does he care about that? He's so good. He doesn't need to mess with that, right? That's what, when you put on a show, that's what they're spitting out, right? That's what you hear. That's what you watch. But Q's perspective is completely different. Q knows Kevin Durant. I don't know Kevin Durant from Kevin Durant from Adam, right? I don't know anything. I don't know anything about him, but I know he's one of the greatest of all time. When I see that we're in Brooklyn, Q, and Kevin Durant tells Paolo Banchero, I need that jersey after the game, right? And then they do the jersey swap, and then he goes over to Coach Mosley and says, "You got a great one. He's going to be, make sure he works. If you ever need anything, call me. I'm happy to help." That, to me, that's what you've been saying all along. The guy just loves to hoop, and he's here to help anybody. I thought that was pretty cool.
I need him to come to Orlando. How about that? Can I say that? That's what I need.
Can we make that happen?
You need something? I need you to come to Orlando.
That's a perspective I would not have had you not. Right. I mean, Q's been saying that forever. I think that's valuable.
I think that's just the product of the society today, man. 2023 is so many different voices. Everybody has a voice. When you get on the social media, anybody could say anything, and then any bigger platform could pick up that anybody say anything, and then they get their 15 minutes or whatever you want to call it. And it's a big deal. I think that the thing that people kind of, you know, depending on who you talk to, they love and hate about KD is that he's going to say something to whoever and whenever he wants to. And I think the hilarious thing to me is that they say, you know, celebrities or pro athletes think they're too good to talk to the regular person. Well, this is the exact opposite. KD doesn't think that. He's showing you that. I don't care who it is, because, like, somebody will be like, he'll say something back and you'll see a comment under it like, why are you even taking your time to say something to them? They nobody. And he like, that's stupid. Like, I don't even think of myself like that to say that somebody's nobody. Like, he's saying that I'll say something from whoever you think the most known or biggest person is to the person that you think is nobody. He doesn't care if whatever he wants to comment. And it's not always bad, or it's not always bad stuff. He'll say something random to somebody about something good stuff or something funny.
Right.
But they don't want to say nothing about that. And so that's why I just sit back. Once again, I observe and I just sit back and laugh at a lot of this stuff, because it's so slanted. It's hypocrisy if you think about it. Like, you want him to think and act like he regular, but when he do it, you come at him about it.
So you're right.
I don't get it.
That's a good point. But I think he deserves more credit than he gets, no question. George, I think he's the president of the Bol Bol fan club. Let's talk about this team a little bit, right? I think we find ourselves during the game, we just are glued to every move that Bol Bol makes. What do you love about Bol Bol, Q?
Man, I just love that he's getting his opportunity, man. He's getting to show that he can do, because I think he's a skill set that, you know, nobody's seen in this league before. I think, you know, everybody's getting excited about Wembanyama, rightfully so. But I think it's messed up that this kid was 4 years prior. And he said because of injuries and different things, for whatever the reason, he hasn't been able to show his skill. And I think it's a great thing that he's getting a chance to go out there and do his thing. I love that Coach Mosley is giving him an opportunity and that he's seizing it, man. I think when you look around the league and you listen to the comments and the thing that people say, I asked KD about another day. I said, hey, man, what you think? He said, hey, man, the kid is special. He was like, I love the fact that he got a chance to really, you know, he said, I like what they're doing down there in Orlando. He said, they got a chance to be a great young team. He's like, if everybody get healthy and stuff like that, but everybody I talk to a fan of Bobo, man. There's no way you can't be like the dude. Every time you get out there, he do something that you haven't, that you like, oh, well, he do something, a wild fact. Even if it's something regular, it just don't look regular when he.
Right, right. So my kids came to the game a couple games ago. I had a car full of kids, right? And they are all, I told Dante this, the whole ride home, 30 minutes home, Bobo this, Bobo that, like they would not stop talking about Bobo. I finally stopped them and I said, guys, like that's the first time you've ever watched it. That was the first time they'd really ever seen him play. I said, what is it about? They're all going nuts. I said, what is it? Tell me what it is from, and this is a, you know, teenager's perspective. And my youngest son, Jim, said to me, he goes, Dad, it's like if I was playing a video game and I created a player that doesn't make any sense. That like he's like 7'5". He's got arms like a balloon man. Like, but he can dribble like he's a guard. He can shoot like he's a guard. He goes, it's like I'm watching a video game come to life right in front of my eyes. And I looked at him. I was like, I never really thought about it like that, but that's what he described Bowl as.
I've said that he's a creative player. He's a creative player that you like. You break the video game with him. Like they won't even allow you to make him like that on 2K. Like so it's like it's crazy, and that's why I say like I'm glad that you know people starting to pick it up more nationally, and because he you know you do your thing in New York and a couple of the right cities, they started to take notice. So I'm happy for him, man, because I think he's unbelievable, man. I tell Dante every time he watches, I just be sitting there like, did you see that? It don't even be nothing that, like, some of the times it's stuff that somebody, normal people may not ooh and ah, but me as a player, I could see myself on the court and him doing so. I'd be like, damn, like some of the times how he grabbed the ball, it just be crazy, man. And I love that, like, he's as much like how you talk about whoever you talk about, how Kawhi don't have an expression. Bobo never has an expression.
Never.
Right. He doesn't celebrate. He doesn't do anything. He'll do something you won't even know he did. He just running back. I'm like, yo.
I think our guys too get caught up in like watching.
I think you're right,
like, on the court too. I think we talked to Terrence a few weeks ago, and he described him the same way. He goes, it's like watching a unicorn fly over a rainbow. He's like, you don't really understand what you're watching, but you know you're watching something really cool. And I think our guys get caught up in it while they're on the court too.
I could see that, man, because like I say, it's mesmerizing. When he get a rebound and he just start out rabbit behind the back and start just going, you like, uh-oh, I start getting up. Like, what are you about to do? Like, every time.
That's good. And my dad's the first one to check out. He'd be the first one to say, all right, the team's 5-17. I'm out. I'll see you next year. But he's like, I will watch every game because of Bol Bol. He can't take his eyes off him. And I think for good reason. How about Paolo? You said it the other night on the air. We got a dude, right? And Paolo Banchero. This guy is number one pick for a reason. He's pretty special, isn't he, Q?
Yeah, man. Like I said, he from everything we've seen and he showed, he has all the tools. He has all the ability in the world. And the kid seems to work hard, and he seems to, you know, accept coaching and things like that. So, I mean, I think all the way around, you know, we won with this pick, man. I think, you know, we got a kid that obviously he loves to play. He competes. You see he's a bucket. Like, I love the fact that he gets to the foul line. He doesn't have much of a face with, but he kind of is an even-keeled guy, too. He doesn't get high or low. I mean, I love that he has a passion. He gets excited, but he's kind of even-keeled. But I love, like, even with him being out, I feel like he came back a little slower. But I feel like in that time, him being out, that gave Franz that chance to kind of get himself back into the mode that he was in last year. Now he's kind of back into his groove, even with Paolo coming back. So now it's not as much of him just trying to figure it out. Yes. Now they're figuring each other out more so than just one figuring the other out. And so I think that's a good thing for them to grow together, where it's not just one side. I think both of them, early in the year, I think it was more so Franz was kind of just watching, like, man, like, where do I fit in with this kid? Yep. And now with him getting the ball while he was out, it's kind of, okay, Paolo get to see, like, wait a minute, he got something to offer too. So we got to figure this out, how we do this together. And I like that aspect of it.
So what do you think is next for Paolo, Q? What is something that he can continue to work on as the season? I mean, we're only a quarter of the way in here. What can he continue to do to get, you know, by at the end of the year, have that Rookie of the Year trophy or other accolades for himself?
Man, I think he just keep doing what he's doing. I think, you know, I think the rookie of the year is kind of, for him, going to be low-hanging fruit. I think the tougher awards come with his team winning. I think that's where he gets into that other echelon of getting into the other accolades and things. I think all of the rookie stuff, I think that's easy for him. All rookie team, being a rookie of the year or whatever, a top two guy in that, I think that's easy for him. He just has to continue doing what he's doing. I mean, he's in an unbelievable situation here with the Magic, going to be featured and have a chance. All he has to do is stay healthy and keep working, man. Because I think it's right now, I don't see a real, like, you know, a hole in this game. I mean, obviously, all rookies can always get better defensively. That's the first thing immediately you say about any rookie. Yeah. But he works hard, man. He doesn't slack. He's not somebody who's taking plays off and things like that. He works hard. He plays hard. He has a high motor. I mean, that's the main things you want to see out of your young players, guys that are getting after it. They want to play. They want to be good. They want to compete. They play hard. And, you know, he plays the right way. Shares well. He's not out there gunning or chucking up shots. Like, I don't got any problems with him, man. I like the kid's personality. He's fitting in with the team. His teammates seem to like him, because you can see. I mean, I feel like I can see when it's a little something off there. And I haven't seen anything to make me feel any type of negativity about anything he's doing. I'm extremely excited for when we get fully healthy and we get some continuity and we get some games under everybody's belts together to see where, you know, because it's easy to say, man, when we get that. Until they really get out there and play, and Coach Mosley sees how this fits and how this works and who should come off, and then, like, you can see. But I think we got a lot of pieces. It's the board is scattered. Yeah. But I think, you know, once they come together and Coach Mosley gets to put some time in with them, I think we could be, man, something to be messed with.
Well, and I think we're seeing how valuable Wendell is. We know that, right? How valuable he is. But I think we're seeing how, oh my goodness, this team is, it's very difficult there in the middle without Wendell. But the last thing I'll ask you, Q, is the injuries. I thought up until we just got Markel, we just got Cole Anthony back, which was huge. Because I feel like this last week, I feel like the injuries took a toll on everybody. I felt like there was visible frustration. Yeah. You know, guys were feeling the weight of having a shoulder.
Am I not hiding it on my face very well?
No, am I
walking around a little no, sad?
George Key in my car didn't help things either. Very, very immature.
I don't know why I blamed you.
But I think it has to be tough, Q. It's human nature, right? When you're there's frustration with 5-17. Let's be honest with that. But the pieces are there, as you mentioned. How do you bat? What's the balance between this is tough, this is frustrating to this point, but we've got a job to do, and we know if we can get healthy and come together, we can build our way out of this.
Man, the one thing you know is that it don't matter. Nobody's gonna feel sorry for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, the game has to be played. You gotta figure out your way to show up and get what you need to get out of it. Because at the end of the day, you know, you got guys that's playing that don't really get these type of minutes. So those guys right there, it's their job to say, and I know they friends, family, especially their agents telling them, like, hey, right now, all 29 other teams is on full alert. This is your tape. Yeah. This is your film. This is your time to go make your situation better than it is right now. Even this team, all 30 teams, the Magic is paying attention to the Caleb Houstons and the guys that were not getting those type of minutes and this type. You being evaluated now. So, I mean, as a pro, that's the first and foremost thing as an individual, as a pro. You got to always remember, like, everybody watching me, this is my chance to better my scenario or further solidify myself in this league, especially as a young player. So you can't go out there and say, oh, we're getting blew out. Like, you know, sometimes veterans can do those type of things because they have made their name and they who they are, and they can sit back and look and say, like, I'm not about to get involved in this. But a young guy, you got no choice. You got to get out there and go make the most of every scenario. And, like, that's well, we got a lot of youth, and we got a lot of opportunity right now. So we got to have guys going out there the very least. And I understand some days you're gonna get, you know, like some games it gets hard and you tired because you haven't been playing these type of minutes, you're not used to it. So that gets tough, and that may show up. But, like, we can never see, you know, our young guys not competing, not trying, and not wanting it.
All right, before we get out of here, I got to get something from Stan. I got to get a Stan imitation of some kind before we get.
Hey, you know what? I wish I had my T-shirt. I think it's in the laundry because I wore it
that's
today.
Right.
I wish I had my T-shirt. I should have wore that T-shirt today.
I totally dropped the ball on that.
Damn, I forgot about that too.
Form a wall. That's what we should have done. That's what we should have done. All right, good stuff, Q. I appreciate it.
Hey, that's my favorite. That's my favorite. Like that maybe my favorite thing when I say the short time that I sat on the bench would be when something bad happens. I immediately thought, like, yo, did he just do us like that? Like, damn. Sometimes Stan would come back to the bench and you all have seen it. Stan come back and he plops down and he's like,
yes, he did. He did do it to you guys too, by the way.
Yes, maybe
that's what attention. I'm saying. I remember laughing one day and like stopping in the middle of my laugh, like, wait a minute, like he doing that. Like,
yeah, you're gonna have to go back and watch some old film, and you'll find one or two. Yeah, for sure.
Those teams were winning 60 games too. Oh, that's good stuff,
man.
All right, Q, I appreciate it. Keep up the great work. It's a blast for me. I have a blast because you do something every single night that makes me laugh my ass off. And I think I know the viewers, you'll say something. Your perspective kills me, and I think it's great. But when you analyze it, it's great. It's unbelievable perspective that you bring in with the way you see the game. And that's why you're everywhere. That's why people are relying on you for all this analysis. I totally get why it's working and why it's so. Keep up the great work, man. It's been great.
That's why he has four telecasts to do after this.
Exactly.
He's doing a game in China. Then he's going to go to Brazil.
I'm actually about to cover the Dwight's game in Titan. No, I'm just playing.
But you know what? He could do it. If they call, he could do it. He'd be ready. Yeah.
That's right.
Good stuff, man. We appreciate it, Q. Keep up the great work. We'll see you soon.
All right, fellas. Anytime, man.
All right. That'll do it for this edition of Magic Pod Squad.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.